Welcome to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to close the phone lines for the first 20 minutes here, but I'll open them up after that here because I have a lot of material to go through. Today is April 19th, 2020. Good evening to all from beautiful western Montana, where it's currently 58 degrees. Never underestimate the human capacity to avoid the ever knowing the real truth. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chattango.com. Our fellow dog lover Kenneth is in the control room should his services be needed, which I'll be calling for in a few minutes. I've titled tonight's show "The Propaganda Machine of the National Security State." There is something going on here that most people don't realize as far as its distractions that we're being fed. The National Security State, which basically has been hiding the crimes of the state, I've highlighted this here throughout the Oliver North, those CIA that have come forward, and now this just gets worse and worse. Now, for decades, they have secretly set their ball in motion to destroy not only this country, its anti-war movements, unions, labor reforms, but this repeated template has been achieved in country after country and in your names, and now it's here, and you're going to pay for it all. The international destruction sanctioned by the state and their State Secrets Act. With that, I'm going to flip a little video on here for you. And it's about 2.5 minutes. And I want you to pay attention closely to how things have worked in the past and continue to work.
You know, you were mentioning a while ago, it's not only just the CIA, but it's others too. We had a program recently, which you may remember, about the Greensboro massacres, in which the Klan and the Nazis, in broad daylight and in front of TV cameras, shot down 5 labor organizers and killed them in Greensboro, North Carolina. And it came out by the investigations that Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents was working with the Nazis. Indeed, he was the one who gave them the names of the people to be shot. Also, there was FBI and local police complicity with the Klan members. As a matter of fact, it's come out that the FBI itself established over 40 chapters of the Klan over the years in North Carolina alone. These revelations would be a felony now.
Yeah, it would, exactly.
If this passes.
It would be a felony to reveal such information to the American public. Or government of, by, and for the people is soon to be a thing of the past in the United States.
What this will do is to put the CIA, the FBI, and these other government agencies outside of the realm of public criticism and even discussion.
Or law.
Yeah.
Outside of the law.
Right.
Because they've broken every law of man and God in the activities they have conducted, the experimentation on American citizens, for example, with chemicals and disease. The propaganda of the United States, breaking and entering. Colonel White's famous words about where else can a red-blooded boy lie, kill, cheat, steal, rape, and pillage in the name of the All-Highest. Now they will be able to...
Who was this?
This was Colonel George M. White, one of the founders of the CIA, who eventually directed the MK Ultra program.
Oh.
And he was retiring. He and I overlapped by about 4 years. He came out of retirement to address my mid-career seminar. And telling about how we put the CIA together and we did this, that, and the other. in his letters, memoirs, he wrote and then allowed it to be published, that statement. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, cheat, steal, rape, and pillage with the blessings of the All Highest?
Now, there is a preface now to my next video here. You know, in Psalms 101.7, verse 7, no one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. This is a problem we have here, and where you listen to someone make a statement, and then you hear the massive applause, the clapping, the laughter.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
So I guess all Americans are supposed to lie, cheat, and steal. It's bad enough on your taxes, I guess. You know, this country can't survive without a perceived enemy of the state. And that can be either abroad or domestically. I have to set up this next clip here. It's of Gore Vidal talking about the national security state. I would encourage all those to watch the full video of Gore Vidal's national security state. But due to timing, I can't play that much here. But this security is sold to us as Americans as the lies of the threats of the Soviets under the Truman's doctrine of the NSC 68, which I've talked about quite a bit. The OSS, who then later morphed into the CIA and so on. And to set this up, this is where Imperial Japan had announced its surrender on August 14, 15th, 1945. The surrender was formally signed a few weeks later. On September 2nd, 1945. And so here, Gore Vidal is going to, they're related. But anyway, Gore Vidal here is going to talk about how the U.S. has used this premise for the longest time to entwine the United States into a massive war and to build empire.
Now, suddenly, it's 1998. I never thought I'd see that happen. And last year, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Truman Doctrine and the Marshall Plan. Also, more ominously, last July 26 was the 50th anniversary of the National Security Act, that without any national debate or the people's consent, replace the old American Republic with a national security state very much in the global empire business, which explains, but first let us get into the time machine. It is the Ides of August 1945. Germany and Japan have surrendered, and some 13 million Americans are headed home to enjoy, well, the bottom line was always being alive. Home turned out to be a sort of fairground where fireworks go off and the band plays Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, and an endlessly enticing funhouse flings open its doors and we file through. We enjoy halls of mirrors where everyone is comically distorted, ride through all the various tunnels of love and take scary tours of horror chambers where skeletons and cobwebs and bats brush past us. And suitably chilled and thrilled, we're ready for the exit in everyday life. But to the consternation of some and the apparent indifference of the rest, we were never really allowed to leave the funhouse. It has become a permanent part of our world, as were those goblins sitting under the apple tree. Officially, the United States was at peace. Much of Europe and most of Japan were in ruins, often literally, certainly economically. We alone had all our cities and a sort of booming economy. Sort of, because it depended on war production. And there was, as far as anyone can tell, no war in the offing. Briefly, the arts flourished. It looked like it was going to be a golden age. The Glass Menagerie was staged. Copland's Appalachian Spring was played. A film called The Lost Weekend, not a bad title for what we'd gone through, won an Academy Award in the as-yet-unexiled Richard Wright, published a much-admired work, Black Boy. While Edmund Wilson's Memoirs of Heckett County was banned for obscenity in parts of the country, though it would be allowed out today in Washington, D.C. Quaintly, each city had at least three or four daily newspapers, while New York, as befitted the world's capital, had 17 newspapers. But a novelty television had begun to appear in household after household, its cold, gray, distorting eye relentlessly projecting a funhouse view of the world. Those who followed the ugly new minted word media began to note that often while watching television, we kept fading in and out of a chamber of horrors. Our ally in the recent war, Uncle Joe Stalin, as the accidental President Harry S. Truman called him, was growing horns and fangs that dripped blood. On Earth, we were the only great unruined power with atomic weapons, yet we were somehow a terrible risk. Why? How? The trouble appeared to be over Germany, which on February 11th, 1945, had been split at the Yalta summit, meeting into four zones, American, Soviet, British, and French. As the Russians had done the most fighting and suffered the greatest losses, it was agreed that they should have an early crack at reparations from Germany to the extent of $20 billion. At a later meeting at Potsdam, the new president, Truman, with Stalin and Churchill, reconfirmed Yalta and opted for the unification of Germany under the four victorious powers. But something had happened between the euphoria of Yalta and the edginess of Potsdam. As the meeting progressed, the atom bomb was tried out successfully in a New Mexico desert. We were now able to incinerate Japan, or the Soviet for that matter, and we no longer needed Russian help to defeat Japan. We started to renege on our agreements with Stalin, particularly reparations from Germany. We also quietly shelved the notion, agreed upon at Yalta, of a united Germany under four power control. Our aim now was to unite the three western zones of Germany and integrate them into our Western Europe, restoring in the process Germany's economy, hence fewer reparations. Then, as of May 1946, we began to rearm Germany. Stalin went up the wall at this betrayal. The Cold War was on. At home, the media was beginning to prepare the attentive few for disappointment. Suddenly, we were faced with the highest personal income taxes in American history to pay for more and more weapons, among them the world killer hydrogen bomb. Why? Because the Russians were coming. No one knew quite why they were coming or with what. Weren't they still burying 20 million dead? Official explanations for all this made very little sense. But then, as Truman's Secretary of State, Dean Acheson, merrily observed, in the State Department, we used to discuss how much time that mythical average American citizen put in each day listening, reading, and arguing about the world outside his country. It seemed to us that 10 minutes a day would be a high average. So why bore the people? Secret bipartisan government is best for what, after all, is or should be a society of docile workers, enthusiastic consumers, obedient soldiers who will believe just about anything for at least 10 minutes. The national security state, the NATO alliance, the 40 years Cold War, were all created without the consent, much less the advice of the American people.
What we see here is, as Gore Vidal talks about, is the hidden national security state, just like we hear of all the policies that are enacted on other countries, the coups that are all done, again, all in our names, and the repercussions of those throughout the world, just as William Barr with the White House again blocked the 9/11 release of any information, which, I mean, America couldn't take this right now to be in total lockdown and have that information come out now, could they? But this is the U.S. backing their allies again, which further now put this into another deal here with this failed oil deals, which is destroying the U.S. shale oil industry. It was started by the now U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, but of course you have to blame that on Russia. Now we're at a point where it's all blame China. The constant illusion that we as Americans must have some enemy to justify the massive spending on wars abroad, while everything in this country has been and is now in full collapse. Blame someone other than those politicians that you constantly re-elect or elect and who care more about a foreign state or the profits of the banks and the corporations. There is no outrage. I have another video coming up here. It's on Representative Dan Crenshaw. Now, last week I had watched a video where he was ripping into Nancy Pelosi. And for the most part, it sounded like a good video there. And you have to realize why they use him as a spokesman, because here he is as a half-blind former Marine who, like Tulsi Gabbard, served their country. I highlighted Tulsi Gabbard's view on just doing what the politicians say, and it's proud to serve your country and stuff like that, you know. But in the video starts out talking all about Nancy Pelosi there, and then someone edited it right in the center there, and they put an entire rant of his about how evil Iran was, and that Iran needed to just be brought to its heel. And then after that, it went right back to this Nancy Pelosi thing in the Senate meetings. Well, now, is that a way to trick the people into believing that? That 10-minute attention span. So now in this next coming video after the break here, we'll be talking here where if it isn't Crenshaw with one of these China must pay narratives, it's others that are now being seen in the countless hundreds of comments left across the media platforms that express the same. Over and over, it's China must pay. And of course, we'll get into more detail on that. But the interesting part is all this total BS started the collapse of the financial system. Remember the 7 million people that couldn't make their car payments that were 3 months behind? This was all going on long before this coronavirus bullshit. So anyway, we'll be right back here. Pay attention. And the phone lines are open.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on RBN. I'm going to play this one video here, and I'll pick up Chris in Las Vegas here after this video here. So the important thing is you have to watch the timing, and this is what tonight's show is all about, is timing. How things are being put together to frame and to pass the buck, point fingers. And this is what we're seeing happening right now, is they're trying to build a case to grab the psyche of the 10-minute attention span of Americans.
But let's go ahead and talk about your new bill that would allow Americans to sue China over COVID-19. Tell us details about this.
All right. So as we see increasing evidence that the Chinese authorities, the Chinese Communist Party, hid this virus deliberately, you know, allowed domestic travel or restricted domestic travel in China, but allowed international travel from Wuhan, disappeared these scientists and doctors who blew the whistle, wouldn't allow our journalists in, wouldn't allow samples of the virus to be shared. There's an increasing amount of evidence that shows that they are culpable. Okay, so what can we do about that? Well, when Americans are wronged, what do? We sue somebody. Well, let's let Americans sue the Chinese government. So this bill would simply change the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act so that we can actually do that in our courts. We would do it in a select few courts so that it doesn't become overwhelming. And we think this would be a great way for the American people to seek damages against the Chinese government.
I think it's a great idea. What other things should our government be doing as we have this unfortunate moment of exposure of the evil of this communist regime, what more can we do to stare them down, take them down?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things, and I think there's a lot of political will to do that. It just becomes a technical discussion. You know, another bill that I proposed would not allow Chinese officials who engaged in propaganda during the pandemic to be allowed into the United Nations in New York City. And we have to start dusting off some other old Chinese policies, too, talking about protecting our intellectual property from Chinese theft. Protecting our supply chains, bringing those back home for core manufacturing that we'd absolutely need in this country. You know, this is a conversation that was happening long before this crisis, but I think this crisis shows us that we need to move forward with a lot of these policies.
Can I ask, quickly? Go ahead, Julie.
No, I was just going to say, you know, how confident are you that we here in the United States are able to get all of the answers that we need from China as to how this all started, as to how it was able to escape and penetrate the entire world? Do you feel confident we'll get the answers we need?
Well, I feel confident that we need an investigation to do that. Senator Hawley, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik have put legislation forward that would require an international investigation. You know, of course, the Chinese Communist Party is always going to lie and try to cover.
That's enough of that crap. I get so sick and tired of that. Anyway, the point was, here's, we're living in the days of deceit, and it's most important to note that the thousands of Americans who are alleged to have died from the slow-acting Trump administration, who was unprepared to handle a virus outbreak, even though under George W. and Obama and now Trump, were all warned by Bill Gates and those guys of a coming pandemic. After that, as he mentions there, Crenshaw mentions all this, the hidden stuff and people being disappeared and stuff. Well, let's forget Gitmo. Let's forget all the stuff let's just forget the Afghan papers with 100,000 civilians killed. Do you see how they're prepping that? And they always draw your attention away from the internal crimes of the state and push it towards someone else, the finger pointing. So then we get to the spending of trillions of dollars on illegal wars that have killed many millions based on total lies. This is like the other administrations that had their priorities, namely waging illegal wars. They couldn't do anything to sustain this economy here or to build up its infrastructure, even medically. God knows you can't make money on stuff that's sitting around for years and not using it, so, well, let's just spend it on war. But this is how those politicians do it. They blame other ones for what is their own problems. So with that, I'll pick up Chris there in Las Vegas, and I'll have to hold you over to after the break. And then, Chance, please hold on. I'll get right to you there, okay? So, Chris in Las Vegas.
Well, I thank you so very, very much, Keith. I thought it was quite appropriate that you let off Gorby Dahl, who self-described himself as a conspiracy analyst, not a theorist. And I think we do a lot of that on this particular station, yourself included, of course. And your point that you just made about them wanting to overlook material facts, operate on the circumstances at hand that are highly not convenient, like the Gulf of Tonkin pretext, which never happened, to start the Vietnam War, thanks to LBJ. You mentioned Afghanistan.
I think my music is in there. Chris, I think my music's in there. Is it, Kenneth?
Came through the window.
Yeah.
Yep, I hear.
So, Chris, yeah, hang on there. It needs to go up a little bit higher next time there, Kenneth, okay? But anyway, hang on there, Chris. We'll get right back to you and save that thought, okay?
So inside my little room, there plunged the rays of love in streams of light.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, continuing with Chris near Las Vegas there. So, Chris, you were talking about Gore Vidal, about this anti-conspiracy type thing there, to where he dug into things to see what was behind everything.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and yeah, I must say I really enjoyed your opening music that you played, Leonard Cohen. I'm particularly fond of his Everybody Knows the Dice or Logan. And so that pretty much states the nature of the place that we're at these days, because everybody knows the fix is in. Everybody, and that's kind of the way this whole thing is. And they keep avoiding like the plague the fact that deep state elements within America and Canada provided funds to fund this virus project, so-called, in Wuhan.
And yeah, I'll be talking about that shortly.
Yeah, Charles Lieber from Harvard and his Chinese agent, undercover as a student, transported elements of it. And, of course, Fauci, he's a deep state Bill Gates of hell agent, along with Burke and Diana Anderson and, of course, the WHO's Ted Rose, which is a UN agent who was formerly a Marxist terrorist before he was the UN Chinese agent head of the WHO. And so when we try to separate out these, let's contend that potentially deep state, dark government criminal elements from both Canada, Zio-controlled U.S., Zio-controlled China, and, of course, the little sandbox in the desert that likes to create all these troubles, are all in this together up to the cahoots. How can we possibly blame China as the one supposedly responsible for this when they all acted in collusion together in cahoots and conspiracy, two or more persons involved in a common conspiracy designed to obtain many goods or other valuable consideration or leverage is the very definition of conspiracy.
That's right. And, you know, Chris, I'm going to have to let you go here, but I want to say this. So you're 100% correct there. You know, where was this outrage against China when Bill Clinton was selling U.S. missile technology to China, or, as Military Times brings out, that Israel was selling U.S. missile technology to China? They are, you know, this has been the setup for a long time here, is to keep pushing China, keep pushing China. Why? Because China was rising. The Belt Road Initiative, Italy was the second signer to that. It stopped China from buying Iran's oil, which is also being sanctioned. I mean, if people don't realize out of that 10-minute time gap, they've got problems. But anyway, Chris, I really appreciate you calling in, okay? And I'm going to be running low on time here, so I need to let you go, okay? Okay. My next caller is Chance here. And Chance, before I take your call here, I want to apologize, and it shouldn't be my job there, but I listened to the network the other night there, and you know me, that I have tried my best out here to defuse any racism and stuff, whether it's towards Hispanics, because I realize why people flee their countries, because of the fascist dictators that are installed by the United States, the corporations that take over. And I think that you were cut short the other day, and that was an error on the part of the other host, if you know what I mean. So, Chance, good evening to you.
Football is well with you and your four-legged buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, if you and Chris like Leonard Cohen, there's a song, You Want It Darker. You might want to check that out.
I've listened to it, like. Yeah.
You know, this corona business, this is tailor-made for the New World Order. With all these automatons dressed up like Marcus Welby, Ben Casey, and Dr. Kildare, can you imagine when the crap really hits the fan, how they're going to be? I mean,
close, Chance.
Yeah, and Walmart taking the temperatures of their employees. That makes me wonder, what next? Are they going to make their employees drop their damn britches and cough? I mean, people are getting really bizarre with this.
Well,
and it's scary.
We're being led into war right now.
It's scary to me because if they react now this way, God, I'm afraid, unfortunately, you might have to meet them at your front door one day with the 12-gauge with 00 buckshot. I mean, if they can't handle things now, you know?
Right.
The populace is just too, thank God for your listeners, but the populace is so damn easily led that I find it astounding.
Right.
I
have a video coming up here which will explain some of this, and I have been talking about this for quite a few times now. This is the 39th show of Perception Management. So if I let you go here, and I thank you for calling here, but I need to get to this video here, otherwise I'm going to run really far behind. But it's a 3-minute video, and you'll see exactly what's going on, okay?
Okay, go ahead now, and God bless you, Keith.
All right, my best, and thank you for calling in, okay? And Kenneth, I'll go ahead and take that video clip now, please.
There is a startling story that we're following for you on this day. It first appeared on Newsweek.
It details how the U.S. government has a task force, get this, a task force that is ready to go just in case the coronavirus causes nationwide chaos. And the plan specifically calls for a way to secure the area where we're reporting from right now. In other words, using the U.S. military to lock down the nation's capital, D.C. RT's Michelle Greenstein has more on this story.
Rick, it's called Joint Task Force National Capital Region. Almost 10,000 of these soldiers were activated on March 16th, and their job is to safely evacuate Washington, D.C. The job of this military task force is what the military calls homeland defense. That means preparing for civil unrest, and it also means making sure we have continuity of government if civil government breaks down. That means making sure White House officials are safely evacuated, as well as other officials like military leaders, to secret locations. And throughout March and April, they've been practicing incepting people via helicopter across the country. According to Newsweek, these soldiers were activated under what's called Title 10 orders, which is like a war deployment, as if they were going to be shipped off to Afghanistan or Iraq. Except in this case, the battlefield is Washington, D.C. That battlefield is not just Washington, D.C., though. The task force's jurisdiction includes all cities and towns in the area, like Arlington. So this region includes all three branches of government, a couple hundred federal departments, and agencies, and almost 300,000 federal employees. The task force also has about 1,000 police and civilian law enforcement officers under its command. This includes military police who would accompany helicopters, vans, and limousines to evacuate the designated survivors. According to the documents obtained by Newsweek, there's also something else. Secret contingency plans already exists for what the military is supposed to do if the U.S. government falls. That means all constitutional successors are incapacitated. Essentially, these are plans for if members of Congress come down with the coronavirus, to the point where so many members have it that the legislature can't pass any laws. Now, continuity of government commissions were created after 9/11, but now is the first time such extraordinary procedures are actually being worked on.
All right, that's good. All right, see. Now, here they're talking about after 9/11. No, it wasn't. Let's go back to the Oliver North trials. This was the shadow government, Rex 84, the continuity of government. It couldn't be spoken of in court, remember? In lieu of that, like with Boris Johnson and other world leaders coming down with this coronavirus, and now the contagion threat of D.C., now we're seeing like the story of U.S. Navy shares images of crew members deep cleaning the USS Theodore Roosevelt after one officer, 41, died of coronavirus and 655 sailors tested positive. You see what you're getting set up into. Pause there to let you think about that. I tell my listeners here to watch what is deemed as critical infrastructure. Boeing and Lockheed is the first to go back to work. Watch for others in the military-industrial conflict fall in line. Americans, you get out there and wave your patriotic flags in support. Those actions before brought you nothing but returning body bags of your loved ones and the debt before. Yet those in D.C. will never blame themselves for what they did to this country. And let's get to some facts. China's spy agency reveals details on a failed coup attempt plotted by former officials who concluded with foreign forces to overthrow the Communist Party. The article goes on. But this is what we're seeing here, that we're seeing another takedown of China. Remember, you have 1.4 billion slaves over there that can be ushered into this same thing as Central America, South America, the Middle East, everyone working for peanuts as these big corporations and banks take over the world. That article, if you want to read it in full, is on Daily Mail there. But it goes on to talk about how they were a former party official was convicted of plotting to subvert the state power with foreign enemy forces. We saw that in Hong Kong. As Americans, let me ask you this. Do you not think that a foreign countries who for decades have watched this country, America, overthrow countless governments and then brag about their coups, or at least those that were successful, not know also that theirs is also openly targeted and are not even watching? and running their own operations to circumvent the same in their countries? Do you think that the Chinese haven't watched, perhaps, say, John Pilger's The Coming War on China and not taken note of what those war planners are saying? All this BS is not about China, but communist China, with the same decades of demonizing those countries under their socialism. And that if you stand back and look at the countless millions killed for all these alleged wars for this national security interest, that Americans today, with its quest for universal health care, UBI payments of $1,200, and another coming soon for $2,000, just shut your mouth, as well as the same fascist dictators like governors imposing their mandates of shelter in place and fines for being outdoors. That is all will have to be paid back in some way, and the government always takes us to war as a distraction. I could go on, but the words of Pastor Wright, America's chickens have come home to roost, just echoes through my mind. Not sure who this Greenstein is. Sorry about that, Gator. But anyway, yes, for decades it was okay for the U.S. that China was a U.S. trade ally, as well as Russia. But when the dust of banking corruption and corporate greed settles, it's back to the enemy status. Even though they have been major trading partners, your government allowed China into the World Trade Organization. Trading with the enemy is okay, right? Then now, over alleged pandemics, your government, who now controls every facet of your daily life here, your food, everything, just like them communists do with their citizens. That's what Crenshaw went on to talk about, was how bad those communists were towards their citizens. While Trump is allegedly doing nothing for Americans, and yes, those corporations got their checks instantly deposited, so where's yours? I brought this out last week, that the U.S. theft of masks and respirators, decades of illegal wars that left this government unprepared for a crisis here at home, and those like the Patriot Pillow guy helping Americans while more finger-pointing. I have a following tweet here. The date on Trump's tweet is April 17th, 2020, where Donald Trump launches a new attack on WHO, the World Health Organization, accusing it of ignoring these Taiwanese emails, alerting to possible human-to-human transmission, then being inaccurate and misleading as the virus spread. So he says, why did the WHO ignore the email from the Taiwanese health officials in late December, alerting them to the possibility that coronavirus could be transmitted between humans? Why did the WHO make several claims about the coronavirus that are either inaccurate or misleading? Well, let's go back. Now, again, this is April 17th. Let's go clear back to November of 2019, where the Times of Israel says the U.S. alerted Israel, NATO, to the disease outbreak in China in November. So in February this year, this news came out. Israeli companies develop revolutionary antiviral face masks to defend against deadly coronavirus. Article dated 2/03/2020. And of course, it goes on to say that Israel has banned all entries from China as a safety measure. And the health ministry is calling on anyone who recently returned from China to stay at home for 2 weeks. But wait, it's not over. Here's another article. China sends 12 million masks to Israel to fight coronavirus. Well, what happened to this travel ban? 60 tons of medical gear is currently in the air to reach Israel, thanks to the defense ministry. Do you see how you're being played? And I'm sure that many of those masks also went to the Palestinians, right? Wrong. The U.S. government sends 1 million masks to the Israeli IDF occupation army. I'll give you a quote here from Gaddafi. They will create viruses themselves and sell you the antidotes. Thereafter, they will pretend to take time to find the solution when they already have it. In lieu of that, the article with coronavirus vaccines may take many months, and there are no guarantees that one can be found. This goes on to say that they admit that the number 10 announces that the first trials will begin next week and hopes that it could be ready by September. Is that more lockdowns? Please pay attention to this. The U.S., as Chris had mentioned, had sent millions of dollars to the Wuhan lab. The National Institute of Health, among many in the U.S. institutes, have partnered with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There's three confirming stories on this: Daily Mail, the IB Times, and also Business Today. A laboratory in the Chinese city of Wuhan has broken its silence to deny accusations that the novel coronavirus originated there. As people who carry out viral study, we clearly know what kind of research is going on in the Institute and how the Institute manages viruses and samples. As we said early on, there is no way that this virus came from us, said Yan, a microbiology and biotechnology expert who trained and worked in France, Denmark, and the United States for several years. That's from Yahoo News. Renshaw, who earlier spoke of China as not being forthcoming, let's take you back a couple years. The imprisoned Julian Assange, along with Bradley Manning's, their release of the, among all data, the collateral damage video of the U.S. military murdering the two Reuters journalists and then the others in Iraq, as well as the attack on the father and his two children in the van that came to help. You may have seen the after effects of that attack. So, are we forthcoming? Does America seek justice? The U.S. threatens the ICC courts over known, not alleged, war crimes in Afghanistan. It is clear what's going on here, and Americans are being lied to. And today we look at the national debt. I could point out that during Reagan's presidency, the national debt went from $909 billion to $287 trillion by the time he left and George Herbert Walker joined ranks. And then that went up to $4 trillion. And then up to $6.65 trillion. And then we had Obama that raised it up. And now we have Trump with $24 trillion. And now the banks are saying that this bailout's actually going to be closer to $14 trillion. So here we are back in history. This country can't survive without a perceived enemy of the state, usually a foreign in nature. But they have turned on us Americans too, like the FBI calling us conspiracy theorists that we're terrorists. The failed oil deals. Now we're at the point where it's all blame the communist China. The constant illusion that we as Americans must have some enemy to justify the massive spending on wars abroad. And of course, like Wolf Blitzer, it creates jobs in the arms industry. While everything in this country has been and has now been in full collapse, blame someone other than those politicians you continually reelect or those career criminals, depending on how you want to look at it, or elect those that care more about a foreign state, or the profits of the banks or the corporations. There is no outrage. Am I out of my timing here? Oh, I guess I skipped a break here. I had a video here from Bill Cooper, which I won't have time to play here, but he described how the socialism comes in to this country. It's like that German gal that says that when Hitler came to power, it was one freedom here, one freedom there. It was like dripping on a granite rock. And you don't see it, but over time you see the erosion. And now we are faced with what? 2.9 million Americans already delinquent on their home loans thanks to this Fauci lockdown. And it's getting worse because already they're destroying the credit of those people that are supposed to have their accounts placed on hold. But now they're being placed into loss mitigation and then put into loan foreclosures. Remember Tulsi in Brazil? Well, President Trump has announced a $19 billion financial rescue package to help the struggling agriculture industry and amid the coronavirus, of which 8.4 million of that is going to Pakistan. You know, there's a image I have here of Donald Trump from People's Magazine where it says, "If I were to run, I'd run as a Republican. They're the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe anything on Fox News. I could lie and they'd still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be terrific." Sounds like Trump, doesn't it? Just like when he said, if I ran in Israel, I could get 98% of the vote. Thanks, Gator. But that's what we're looking at, is we have a bunch of politicians that, to protect their own careers, their own wealth, they are willing to let Americans starve, close down all the small businesses, shut down. I mean, I got an email earlier from Carol, and it was about they're dumping spuds over in Idaho. Well, the spud trucks are rolling through Montana here because these are seed potatoes for those or Ida potatoes. And these trucks are running full blast, driven by Hispanics, of course, over back to Pasco and stuff. But that's what we're looking at. Anyway, I'm running out of time here. I do, Robert Revold here has asked me to stay over, and I'll be switching over to Skype from this platform here. But I do thank the listeners out here. I just ask that you divert your, I mean, realize you're all shelter in place, basically. And what are most people doing is watching that worthless television. And you've gained the more than 10 minutes of time that they wanted you to. Why? Because they're programming you. We have ample proof. I talked to a bunch of people at the store yesterday. The stores were just loaded up here. We have food all over, toilet paper, name it. Our stores are stocked. I only saw two people out of probably hundreds that even had a face mask on. And I was talking to them. They said, well, they all know it's a hoax. That Kalispell doctor who said that they're being forced to put down that people died of coronavirus. And then, again, I was going to bring this up on Robert's show there, but can you imagine the amount of collaboration to have every single web page across the internet, YouTube, everything like that? They all have this coronavirus on them. You're being programmed. Don't look for yourself. Be an ear witness, not an eyewitness. And that's what's sad, and I really thank the listeners out here and those in the chat room, especially Kenneth, for running all the control op stuff there. But when you think of the life that you've led in this country, and you may have had good times, you may have had bad times or something like that, but you at least hope that your children had something to look forward to, and now your grandchildren. And that's the problem. My parents were raised by their parents who lived through the Great Depression. And I was raised by my parents, and I raised my beautiful daughters who are raising their daughters. They're not being raised by the Kardashians. That's the extent of how they keep you suckered onto these TV shows and stuff. You can go to YouTube and look at some stupid Justin Bieber video. It'll post one day, and it'll have like 20 million hits. Do you see how people are being distracted? Anyway, Robert Revolt's up next with Incendiary Radio, and I'll be on there with him too as a co-host. Stay tuned here. Thanks again for everyone listening and those in the chat room. I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you in the chat room that much. Had too much material to cover, and I missed about another half a page I would have liked to have covered there. But we'll catch you next Sunday there if we haven't been exterminated. So good evening to everyone, and I'll catch you here in another second.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.